Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you would like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. Today I got my friend Chad with us from Exteriors Unlimited. Good morning, Chad. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kevin. How are you?
Living the dream, my friend. So, Chad, why don't we start at the beginning? Give me a little background about Exteriors Unlimited. What exactly do you do?
We're an exterior renovation company. We typically do roofing, siding, windows, doors. We've kind of been branching off into doing some interior design projects, things along those lines, some stairs, some layout, kitchens. So we're pretty well diverse contracting company at this point, covering most aspects of construction.
So, Chad, tell me a little bit about your background. How did you learn these skills?
I actually, at about 20 years old, I started working for a contractor. He was actually a builder who had built multiple properties for different customers and on his own. And he took me in under his wing. And pretty much so every day, we were working on a different projects, let it be additions, window installs, siding projects, doors, things along those lines. So it's very similar layout to what I'm gearing my company towards as I'm growing and learning.
So, Chad, tell me a little bit more about the licenses that you carry. Do you have any licenses?
I carry the Massachusetts Unrestricted Construction Supervisor's License. So that allows me to work on any property under 35,000 cubic feet. So that's a commercial or residential building.
So talk to me a little bit more about what that means. You know, obviously I'm not in that in the field. So what does it allow you to do, basically?
I can do anything, any renovation that I want to do, additions, building, properties, designs, layouts, work with the building departments, the inspectors, blueprints, anything along those lines. The only person that would carry a higher license than me would be an architect or an engineer. So I carry the top license for the state of Massachusetts, which is the builder's license.
That sounds like it'd be kind of complicated to obtain. Tell me what you had to do.
We had to go to school, and you have to pass a very difficult test. It's a timed test. You have to get 70 questions in 3 hours. You have the you have to answer. It's an open book test, which makes it probably more difficult. And the structure behind the test, because the questions are very random and odd, it doesn't necessarily pertain to any specific thing. It can pertain to building design or layouts anywhere in the country. So they want you to be able to find the appropriate information in the books provided. So they want to make sure that you can use the books to find the information. It's not necessarily about what you physically know. It's knowing how to and going through the appropriate measures to find the correct information. So things are done to code to so everything's safe and work with the building department anywhere.
But you're also a certified GAF roofing contractor. What does that mean?
GAF is the number one shingle manufacturer and distributor in North America right now. In order to become a certified GAF installer, you have to jump through hoops and meet their criteria and their install specifications. Once you become certified, they do inspections on your roofs, things along those lines, so that the roofs that I install are backed by a multi-billion dollar corporation, not necessarily just my warranty is such on. It's backed by GAF 100% for the prorated lifetime warranty.
So how about insurance? What types of insurance do you cover? Do you carry then?
I carry a $2 million comp and liability policy. What that means basically is that anybody that's working under me on any property, any of my vehicles, anything along those lines would be covered for anything that happened in pretty much so any situation on a customer's property or driving around, anything along those lines. So if a customer was injured from a falling piece of equipment or a piece of their property was damaged, anything that took place in that situation, they would be covered. And then also if one of my workers was injured on a customer's property, they would be covered also, and it would alleviate liability from the homeowner or customer in any of these situations.
So give me some examples of the types of projects you've worked on then.
This year we did mostly exterior renovation properties, so it was mostly roofing, siding, windows. We did a couple of flip houses that were full demos. We demoed the property right down to the frame structure. We re-laid out the property. I did the design for the building department for the proposals, the before and afters. I worked hand-in-hand with the building department on those projects to get the blueprints made, things along those lines. I had to design a precarious staircase to access the basement, which we did a full-finished basement on this property also. We did a very large deck layout also that was property in Billerica. It was a 900-square-foot deck. We designed that from scratch. That's pretty much it.
So let's talk a little bit about payments. What type of payments do you offer? Do you have a payment plan?
We do cash, checks, and then I offer 100% financing also. So those kind of promos that I'm doing is a 0% for 60 months and a 2.99% for 12 years. It's a very simple process. It takes me about 15 minutes to get customers approved for up to $75,000.
Well, like I said, that obviously helps, you know, because a lot of people, you know, want to make those renovations, but sometimes it's just a matter of trying to find the funds to do it. So that is one way to help them with that, right?
Yes, exactly. I've done roof projects for down to as low as $70 a month for payments. Didn't cost the customer anything for 6 months. And then I've done some bigger projects that were upwards of $400 or $500 a month that was a much easier way to do a project. And then the upside of doing a project or financing through me is if a customer refinances their home or they do an equity line of credit. And it actually happened to me with two customers this year. They did a line of credit instead of financing through me. As soon as the project was done, they reassessed the property value, and their taxes went up. So they got hit on both sides of it on that end. Now, also in doing a financing program through me, none of the funds is tied to the property. So if you moved, sold the property, anything along those lines, the funds aren't necessarily tied to the property.
So now, what distance will you travel? Where are you located, and how far will you travel for work?
I have two office locations, one's in Lowell, one's in Nashua, so we're still fairly close together. I have a storage area in Nashua also. So I like to try to keep it fairly close, 15, 20-mile radius around those two locations, but it also depends on the size of the project. So for a smaller project, I would like to keep it within 15, 20 miles of one of my office locations. That's typically a good guideline. And then if it's a bigger project, I've gone down to Woburn or Reading or things along those lines to do some of those bigger projects up to Manchester.
So, Chad, how can people reach out to you? How can they learn more?
They can reach me at one of my phone numbers. My websites would probably be the best way to get a hold of me and check into it. Roofingdivision.com. I have exteriorsunlimited.com. And then also my Facebook page, 844-455-ROOF would be one of my numbers. 8449-SIDING would be one of my other phone numbers.
Awesome. Hey, Chad, I really appreciate you taking the time out of day to call up this show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Great. Thanks, Kevin.
Yep, thank you. Have a good day. Bye now.
You too.